Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Reverse Cowboy.
This podcast might be shit because I'm very tired, I've not done any prep, and our guest didn't turn up, so, you know, what are we going to do?
Yeah, shit guest.
Basically, GAC advisor, I don't know if you've seen his Instagram.
GAC advisor, Sniff advisor's little brother.
He was meant to come on today and have a laugh with us, and then he's stayed in character, and he's been up all night doing GAC, and now he can't turn up.
Yeah, and GAC's a shit word anyway, and I wanted to play Sniff lingo tennis with him.
We'll have to do that with us now.
The second problem we've got this week is that I've had an absolute nightmare getting here. Reggie, Kevin and Perry, a real fucking horrible. Well, I got on the wrong train, so I ended up going that way, and then I had to change and then go that way, and eventually I got here and my pen wouldn't work, so I couldn't write my notes.
The only person I know who still uses a pen, it's impressive actually.
Well, I'm old school. Brexit, isn't it?
We won the right to use pens.
Listen, I'll always use a pen.
I can't.
But, you know, the pen broke and my phone died, so I was screw banged.
Reverse Cowboy.
I like Leo Sayer.
You like Leo Sayer?
Yeah.
Is he the one with the curly hair?
Curly hair. And he does a song called About a Train, about on a downtown train. How's it go? Say you're leaving in the morning. Oh, don't you know that song?
No.
It's a fucking great
let's
song.
Let's try it.
Yeah, run it. Run a rhythm.
Here we go.
Leo Sayer.
Is that a man?
On the early train. Don't be a fucking disgusting cunt. You just, anyway, off air, he just called Sam Smith him. Ha ha, gutted, you fell over.
I struggle.
These are the kind of songs I like, mate. Honestly.
That is beautiful.
When I was 21 with a broken heart, I was listening to these. I was honestly, I've always liked making myself upset.
I mean, I see you do that all the time.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I'm really like that. I like it. It's like self-harming.
Can you imagine you, little 20-year-old you?
21.
21, sat in your bedroom thinking about that Scouse bird going,
no, not the Scouse bird. The real one who broke my heart. The one from Lewisham. Jessica.
Jessica, if you're listening, you buddy bitch.
Yeah, you bitch.
The first cut is the deepest, isn't it? It's
first, oh, there's another great
that's
song
a great
for you.
Song, yeah.
Oh, my God. But, there's another one I like, Rod Stewart.
I loved him until I found out he was a Tory.
Oh, fucking hell. I thought you were going to say paedophile then.
I mean, he probably was in the 70s. The old way, it was normal then.
I haven't been called a Tory for a while.
You're not one, though.
But I've done a lot of un-Tory stuff. I've done a lot of un-Tory stuff recently.
And worse.
Like football penalty gamble.
Food bank.
Fucking food bank. No, I do put food. Listen, I put food in food banks. Only at Christmas, to be fair.
It's what food?
There's an Iceland over the road, so like shit.
No, that's what they like anyway. Yeah. Hummus, isn't it?
They don't want quail's egg and hummus.
No, that's horrible of us. Yeah. Right, P. the fact that we live in a country where one of the richest countries in the world and loads of people have to go to a food bank is fucked.
Yeah, and a bank.
Yeah, it's not a bank, is it? Yeah,
it's not a bank. It's normally a church environment.
Yeah, they always get the weak, don't they, the godlot? They always get involved with the vulnerable.
Yeah.
Oh, come here, we'll look after you.
Come here, let me touch you. Give me some fucking white bread.
I know you can't afford your bills and you're freezing cold, but God's here.
Reverse cowboy.
What have you got to talk about then? The fucking GAC advisor didn't turn up.
Yeah, Smash advisor never turned up because he's in character. He's probably not. This is probably all part of his plan. Yeah, exactly. He's probably just building some kind of brand. He's not going to want to come on when he's heard this, is he?
No, he might do. His page is very funny. So what he does, takes photos of public toilets, bathrooms if you're American. He rates them on their sort of attributes for snorting coke in them. And it's very funny the way he does it. He's got away with words. So have a look at that.
Somewhat of a poet, a modern day poet.
Yeah.
He's good, isn't he? At Times New Road, man. Have you seen him?
Yeah, he's good.
Clever guy.
Sometimes, though, I mean, I do like his stuff and I follow him and we're internet friends, but sometimes...
Bit of a hipster rivalry going on.
No, not at all. Sometimes it's a bit too nice for me. Just because I'm like, oh, God.
I thought it was up your street, to be honest. It's very anti-Tory based.
Yeah, of course. Well, I just... the way I deal with life is by being horrible. You know, like laughing at everything and being a dick. That's my therapy. With
deflection.
I can't face how horrible things are, so I have to just laugh.
No, yeah, you wear evil as a mask.
Yeah.
Like a lot of supervillains do.
Yeah, exactly. Underneath, I'm just a sensitive boy.
Same.
Yeah,
I'm double sensitive. I've been fucking in tears this week over that. Well, everyone. You know, when there's a certain image.
Are you talking about the turkey crisis?
The fucking photo that's going around of the man holding his dead daughter's hand under a load of rubble. Yes, his daughter.
Fucking hell.
And it's just, it absolutely broke me when I saw that. So that, I've struggled with that, having seen that over the last week. And I've unleashed it on everyone because I feel like everyone needs to see it. Because once you see it, it's a lot harder to keep your money in your pocket when it comes to a bit of fundraising.
That's very true. And, you know, you're doing a good job at raising money for it.
Fucking hell.
I just went to try and raise money on my Instagram and it won't fucking let me.
I know you
but
did,
I'll
mate.
Send them to yours because, it's
one click, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, fucking poor bastards. Well, it puts it all in perspective, doesn't it? Sorry to get a bit serious, but, you know, like, basically, shut up about me getting your fucking pronouns wrong. First world problems ain't shit.
No one's telling you off for getting their pronouns
wrong. No, that's an example. I should have said first world problems aren't shit first, but they're really not. You know, like, when you're talking about offence and it's all this shit, peripheral sprinkles on top bullshit.
We're very lucky that we don't live in a disaster zone like those people do right now, but that doesn't mean that day-to-day things don't affect you. It's all relative, isn't it?
If people just started
calling you a girl all day, you'd be like, I'm not a girl. If they kept doing it to you all day, you'd be pissed off.
I'll put it this way. If a massive 10 million long wide spaceship of aliens starts hovering above the world tomorrow, do you think everyone will be looking at that, or do you think they'll be going, you just fucking misgendered me?
That's just it's a stupid thing.
Perspective.
Yeah, like, of course there's bigger problems. If we go to war, we'll stop. You know, it doesn't mean that right now in our peaceful
state. Listen, you just misgendered Sam Smith off mic, so do you want to apologise to it?
I did it on mic last week and left it in, didn't edit it out, because I'm genuine with my confusion with these things, and I'm a doddery old man.
Older than you.
Only about a month. When's your birthday anyway?
Soon.
When?
February 16th, if anyone wants to send me any presents. I used to get sent shit when lockdown happened, everyone was stuck to their phones, when I fucking exploded onto the scene like Micah Richards. I used to get sent stuff, free shit. But do you know what? Clothes and beers and this and fucking hot sauces and whatnot, all kinds of stuff.
It's to promote the stuff on your page, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but I refused to do it. I said, look, if I like it, I will. If I don't, I won't. And because I didn't to a lot of the stuff, people just stopped. Well, but I will this time. What I'm saying is I'll just say I like it this time.
Mm. I used to be sponsored by Pop Chips.
What are Pop Chips?
They're like...
They're so Britpoppy.
They're like healthy... They're American, I think, but they're like healthy crisps made out of potato, but like popped in a...
Are they baked?
I don't know. They're popped.
Okay, see how exciting.
They're popped.
Okay, yeah.
No, I don't know.
Pop Chips.
If I see them crap. Now, I feel sick.
Oh, really?
Because I ate so many of them.
Oh, we were properly sponsored by them.
Yeah, we had boxes of
shit.
Them. Boxes of shit.
Reverse cowboy.
Basically, now Turkey's fucking collapsed, which I'm not making light of. China are going to rebuild Turkey... and call it Turkey and rebuild it in chicken.
Why's Turkey called
Turkey?
Do
you want me to go political? China have got spy balloons above America.
Why did they think America wouldn't see them?
I know.
They're going to see them, dickheads. What are they spying on?
I don't know.
Dickheads going to Apple Garden.
TikTok is the spy balloon. Do you know what? It could be subversion. The Art of War. I've read, how many times have you read The Art of War, Sun Tzu?
Never.
Right, I've read it numerous times. I read it to my kids.
I'm sure they love
this
that.
This is subversion.
Is that too?
If you imagine that, everyone's watching the balloon. Meanwhile, TikTok runs a brand new fucking data sweep.
You know, that's what they do in it. Countries, they do that all the time. UFO stuff, like, they release enough information that you go, oh, what the fuck is this? And then, you know, whilst you're sort of focused on that, they'll go and, I don't know, bomb a school.
No, do you know what the, poor country. If you drill down into it, the real problem with these spy balloons is basically, it's actually pretty dark. It's that CCP shit, Chinese Central fucking Police.
Right.
What they literally want to know who, so I'm fucked, but they want to know who is talking bad. No, it's not.
Really?
Yeah, and they come for you. So people just start disappearing.
When you live in China, though.
When you live in China, but
me
when they start casting... Yeah, but obviously they've got operations all over the place. Of course they have. So they can probably silence people. So I just want to say, if anyone from China does want to kill me...
对不起, mama, 混蛋.
Which means sorry.
That means you're getting killed for that.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But it was a sorry. It was from the heart.
I've been threatened a lot this week by the Cliff Richard army. Cliff,
much less dangerous.
Cliff Richard fans have come for me on Twitter.
But they're not Chinese, are they?
Some of them might be. So anyway, I made this joke post just dissing the dad from the family, really, but it was all about paedophiles.
What is his name? Have we got a name for the dad?
Paul Family.
Oh, it's Paul.
Big Paul. A joke on Twitter that like went a bit viral, like about him. And then Cliff Richard was included in the image because it was like the most dangerous men in the world. And it was Rolf Harris, Gary Glitter, Cliff Richard and Paul, Big P. Do you know the Cliff Richard rumours?
No.
So there was a guest house in South London near Hammersmith in the 80s and 70s. It was a homosexual brothel. However, then it supposedly started getting used as like a pedo sort of place, and the owners let people do some nonce stuff in there, and they'd get these kids from these children's home nearby, supposedly.
It's meant to be a comedy podcast, you know.
I know, but I'm just telling you what happened. Cool. Anyway, and then basically so loads of kids went missing, and the woman who owned it provided this big list of everyone who'd been there and all this evidence, and it got lost by the police, of course, because there was loads of MPs on it. Cliff Richard was on it. He was called Kitty. He used to dress up as a woman and call himself Kitty. Anyway, and he was always in there, supposedly, bumming kids. And some kids went missing, like, it's dark as fuck. And I was also making jokes about him killing Jill Dando, because he probably did. There's actually a theory he had him killed, because she was about to release the files on all the pedo gang. Anyway.
I've heard this. Yeah. I've heard it was Savile.
There was a lot of them who were about to be... She was doing an investigation into... And she went, got shot, and then they blamed it on that local spazza, didn't they?
Yeah.
Barry George.
Local spazza. Amazing.
Poor lad.
What a legacy. I mean...
Poor lad. He went
we're talking about him being blamed for it, so we know he's innocent, and he's in jail now, and he's being referred to as the local spazza.
He was, though. And he got fucking jailed for like 10 years, and then they admitted he wasn't him, and then they let him out and go like, sorry, mate, and give him like $5,000.
No, I think you've got a lot more than that. But, you know, if you're a local spazzer, what are you going to spend it on?
Yeah. He supposedly TikTok was rollerbooting past there and they said he'd done it.
What? Is that what they tried to fit on him? Yeah. He was rollerbaiting past.
They said he had gunpowder in his coat and he's like, of course he didn't.
What, a roll-by? Yeah. Roll-by shooting? Barry George?
Clearly an assassin. I was DJing once and there was a party out of police officers who were out on like their police do. And this woman from the Met Police, she was leathered and she kept coming over to me like chatting shit and just wanting songs. And somehow we got onto the chat about Cliff Richard and she said, there's a pile like this high, like 4 feet high of documents on him, which said, and it'll all come out when he dies, but he's protected. Like, he just gets shut down.
Really?
Same way it did with Savile. So yeah, I mean, she could be talking shit, but... Let's wait and see.
Weird thing to make up.
He's about 82, so, you know, he can't have long left.
He's a frail motherfucker, isn't he, man? One tiny little road traffic, one little RTA, he's gone.
Tell you what's a banger, though. And I think this might be his confession to killing Jill Dando. This is an absolute tune. Nonces are good at music. We've said this before, but they are. Here we go. Used to think life was sweet because they used to be best friends. Good mates until she started to out him.
Used to feel we had it made.
sail away. He was going to go and place in the sun with her. I hope you feel guilty, Cliff. That's what I hope you feel, you fucking...
I'll tell you why he's good.
Hang on. It was about 20 years ago. It was quite a long time ago. She wasn't lonely. She was going out with him off Crime Watch. Letting go of what? Life? Here we go. You should know what you've done, you fucking murderer. It's so funny how we don't talk anymore. You can't talk to her because she's dead.
Yeah, you killed her, you can't. And one of your little jackets on your rollerblades. Blame me on Barry.
It's not funny at all. You can't talk to dead people, Cliff, because you killed them.
Out of order.
Yeah, so Cliff...
Killer. That is evidence. And that is actually very clever because it's preemptive. Yeah. It's a song that he recorded 20... It was a 20-year early death threat. Imagine you got a death threat saying, I'm going to kill you in 20 years.
I mean, I'd be all right with
that. From Cliff Richard.
I probably want to die in 20 years. I already want to die now.
Reverse Cowboy.
Jamie Redknapp's unfollowed me. I've noticed he's stopped replying to my WhatsApps and everything. Like, basically, I pissed him off, same as I do when certain other profile people, celebrities, whatever, give me their number. I end up just completely bombarding them with, like, shit. Yeah.
Do you panic and start typing?
I was not having a good time over Christmas, and I've sent him, like, a long voice note, which I can only imagine. Just, like, cause he's the only one out of all the Nev Drop whose number I had. And I was, like, apologising.
For what?
I was, like, I'm not taking the piss. I'm just trying to make people look,
he knows that. That's why he was friends with you.
Well, but whatever. I've sent him a 4-minute voice note that I do not want to listen back to.
Oh, you're a lovely man.
No, and obviously that's gone round, didn't it? He's showed Niv. He's gone, listen to this.
Your paranoia,
fucking...
mate. He's got much better things to do than talk about you.
Oh, thanks.
It's true.
He ain't talking about you, is he?
No, because I don't fucking send him DMs going, I'm sorry, I bullied you.
Anyway, he's fucking unfollowed me.
Well, Kev's dumped me, I think.
Good. Bad
no,
time.
Good.
Should never have got with you in the first place.
Well, I thought,
should have got with me.
I've realised. I thought like, oh yeah, Kev likes me. He thinks I'm cool like him, and he wants to be my friend. I've realised he was just trying to save me because I'm an alcoholic. I keep going, hey buddy, when we're going for a zero beer, mate. He's like, how are the meetings going? Just ignores me.
Nah, yeah, he's a better man than you.
He is, but like, why can't I just be his best friend?
Yeah, listen, you know what K stands for, don't you? Killer.
No, I miss him.
No, but I went in the Turkish barbers over the road, and what I did learn from that experience is that Turkish barbers cannot cut women's hair.
No.
I've got a women's haircut. If anyone doesn't know, if you've never bothered looking at me, do.
No, you got a nice haircut.
Not pretty sight, but hair-wise, fantastic. Bit like
Katie Lang.
Katie Lang, yeah. My mum used to listen to a lot of Katie Lang.
Really?
Yeah. Reminds me of being a kid.
I don't...
Katie Lang, Bob Marley. I remember when Nelson Mandela got released, my mum was like, full on hippie mode, dancing around the front room and fucking playing Bob Marley. It was a hot day.
Because he was a black man.
Yeah, she was. I remember the day. I remember watching it and thinking, why is my mum so excited about this? And there's like Bob Marley playing. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
my mum's white, by the way, as well.
I mean, I would never guess from your skin tone.
I'm basically blue/grey skin.
Custard.
Yeah. I've got very tight skin, I think. I'm not an alien. Do you believe in aliens?
I don't believe we're the only intelligent creature in the universe. That'd be retarded to think that.
I'll tell you what I used to have in London. You probably didn't have it up north. Although what you have got up there at the moment is the Cube, an interactive, immersive experience where you can go and defeat the Cube.
What, with Philip Schofield?
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a box with him.
No, he's not in it.
In
Manchester, there's a Cube. I'm going to go to the Cube. I'm going up to Manchester to do another podcast.
Oh, yeah, you are. So another podcast has been listening to ours, a very successful one.
Dead Men Talk.
And I noticed they've chose to ask you on the podcast, not me.
Well,
don't think I'm funny, do you not, Dead Men Talking?
Well, this is a bit of a weird one because they contacted me and said, you know, do you want to come on the podcast? It's very similar to yours, but we get fucking hundreds of thousands of downloads a month.
Yeah, so do we think, probably.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, not in Bulgaria.
Yeah, millions.
And they said, do you want to come on it? I said, yeah, let's do it. But when I'm in Manchester, I might go and do the Cube on my own, like a fucking loser.
I might come with you for the trip and I'll just sit outside the podcast.
Yeah,
don't worry about me. I'll wait. I've got loads to do, actually.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Yeah, I might come with you just for a trip. I will do, yeah.
Reverse Cowboy.
I tried your holding the muscle.
Oh, listen, how did you get on?
I liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Mad, isn't it? Well, even when I was listening to it back yesterday, I was thinking, Mum listens to this.
Does she?
Yeah, she does. She's a reverse
cowgirl. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Mrs. Fans.
Yeah, I know.
Like, please don't listen to this. My mum said the other day, what's this podcast you've got? I was like, it's nothing to do with you and you're not listening to it.
You can't stop people, though. This is the thing. Like, if Dead Men Talking start asking me, like, this is why I went all cagey the other week when you was like, where's the most maddest place you've had a wank? And I was like, nowhere in my bed. Only one bed, single bed.
Only did it once.
Yeah, I did it once. I hated it.
Because your mum listens. Don't let your mum listen to this, mate.
I can't fucking stop her. She's of that age. She's got plenty of time on her hands, mate. And Wi-Fi. Dangerous, like my dad. Wi-Fi, YouTube. That guy knows everything.
Yeah, he's going to the University of YouTube.
Yeah,
you can learn a lot of good stuff on YouTube, but you can also learn a lot of lies.
Let's tell you what, I've got a final. No, my house is under investigation from the TV license police.
Are they still a thing?
Well, I don't know. Apparently, they're going to come round and run an assessment.
What?
Well, I don't know. They're on to me. They know.
I've never paid for a TV license.
But it says, if you watch our channels or record or do downloads or go online, any way you touch the BBC, we're going to come and assess. And I thought, what? I mean, where do I stand here? Surely I don't have to pay that. Like a private mafia.
Yeah, their whole like operation is built on fear. So they go around to like old people's houses or anyone and go, you know, we've got this.
The van.
Yeah, that was all a lie. They'd say the van can detect where you watch it from. Of course it couldn't. You know, this was pre like CCTV and it was bullshit.
No, that van, the original radar on it was built to detect bisexual people. Well, that's probably why it kept coming to your house.
Well, I mean, what's wrong with being bisexual?
No, nothing's wrong with it. I'm just saying, did you have a license for it?
No, I passed my test though.
No, wag one with a bisexual thing, man. Big up yourself if you're bisexual.
I wish I was. It'd be great to just go out.
You've
and go,
said this to me before, and
I was. You'd be like, oh God, look at his cock. It's lovely. Oh, look at her tits. They're great.
Yeah, but if I look at you in the eye and say, yeah, I wish I was bisexual as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're one step away from both just being.
No, you can't be what you're not.
True.
I wish I was, but I'm not.
True. Be yourself, everyone.
I just love cock. Reverse cowboy. How close have you actually come to dying in life?
Very close.
Tell me the story.
A couple of times. Once I was, this was probably not death, this was paralysis. Right. But I was like hanging from a beam in a barn one night. I was
at a normal night.
Party. It was like I had them wooden Tudor kind of beams.
And were you showing off?
Showing off, proper showing off, yeah. Crawling along like a snake, like a koala bear.
Hey, girls, look at me.
Yeah. I started performing like going from my legs to my hands, like almost sit-ups.
Yeah.
I was probably a millimetre of fingernail away from landing on my head from probably about 20 foot. And then another time, I was playing golf in Spain, and me and my mate were pissed driving the golf buggy around, and we've gone over this ravine,
yeah.
And we've turned, and the steering locked, and it started heading back to the ravine, and we've hit this railway sleeper,
fucking hell.
And we've both flew through the front of this golf buggy and landed like on the edge of this cliff.
What? You would have gone over, maybe?
Mate, a little bit faster or a little... Yeah, and you'd have been fucked, especially if the buggy followed you. So they're the ones I know about. They're the ones that send that, you know, that prickly feeling to your fingernails.
I've been ill a few times in my life when nearly died, but that's boring. But the one I've had where it was like stupidity, I went to this place when I was like a teenager, travelling with my mates, and we were all doing that interrailing, and we went to, it's called the Cinque Terre. Yeah, it's in Italy, so you probably know it, because you're, you know, definitely Italian.
Well, you wouldn't pronounce it like that, but yeah.
It means five territories. You wouldn't know that. And you can only travel between them.
Oh, yes,
on a train.
I would. So it would be Cinque Terre.
Anyway, you can only travel through them on this little train that goes through. Well, it's not little, it's a normal train. Goes through because there's no roads to them and these beautiful little
towns. There is roads. What village are you in?
They're called Cinque Terre. It's the five territories.
Of?
No, it's up on its own on the coast, north, and it's beautiful. Anyway, there's a train that goes through. And I was on the train, and it said a big sign saying, do not put your head out the window. Yeah, and then...
What are you going to do?
Yeah, and it was a beautiful day. Put my head out the window, getting the wind through my hair, you know, enjoying it. The train's going forward, and I'm looking backwards, like where we've been. I'm looking like that, and I turn round, and we're just going through a tunnel, like there. And it would have smashed my head off on the tunnel wall, because it was so close to it.
Yeah.
And I dragged my head back just in time and I grazed all the skin off my nose on the wall.
Fucking hell.
My nose was pissing blood. My mates hadn't even noticed. And I sat down and I just went, like burst into tears because I was so like...
Shocked.
Terrified, yeah. I was like, I would have smashed my head off.
Oh, mate, yeah, wow. Yeah. That's crazy, isn't it? Like sliding doors kind of, not literally, like sliding heads, but...
Literally seconds, I would have smashed my
head. Well, that's what I mean, but then me and you wouldn't be here now.
It'd be a good thing. It's mad. In another reality... You know, in another, in the multiverse,
Yeah, sliding,
you know,
dicks.
Yeah, there would have been another one where my head had fallen off.
Yeah.
You know.
You ever found a dead body?
I found two.
Liar.
I fucking have.
Have you?
Yeah. I've told the story on the Isle of
Man. You have,
Man.
Actually.
Yeah, I found one on there.
Do you know what is a night? Oh, I've never found a dead body, but yeah. One of my alter egos, otherwise known as Gary Neville, yeah. Has, and he's just like constantly goes on about the smell. You know when someone finds a dead body and they just want you to know that they found a dead body, because I know what the smell is like, and the smell of a dead body is worse than anything. And have you ever smelt a dead body? No, I have smelt a dead body.
I've never said that. Because
have you ever been to DBA, Dead Bodies Anonymous?
It's not a thing.
It is. It's basically where 12 men sit in a circle in a church hall drinking squash out of little white cups, basically compete about who smelt the worst dead body.
I didn't smell the body I found, but because it was newly dead, so it probably didn't smell.
Reverse cowboy.
Have you heard about this gay dog that's been abandoned because it's gay?
How do you know he's gay?
The owners, homophobic owners.
I see two dogs kissing once in Battersea Park.
Were they gay?
Tongues, well, yeah, probably. Good the way dogs. They were kissing,
This dog called Fezco, he's been dumped off at the dog pound because his owners have said he keeps like going bumming lads in the park. And like, I'd love a gay little dog.
I wouldn't give a fuck if my son was gay, let alone my dog. Well, like, whatever, man, he's just a horny dog.
Yeah, exactly. But they've said, oh, we can't have him, he's gay.
And that's pathetic. Where are these homophobic dog owners?
Somewhere in America. But if I was there, I'd go and get that gay dog and
bum it.
Take it out disco dancing.
Teach you how to kiss.
Yeah. Support your gay animals.
Yeah, man. What's wrong with a gay dog?
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We're back to, and we've got nothing to talk about.
Yeah, we have.
Go on.
I've always got something to talk about. Know how to keep your business
clean. Is this the Sam Smith song? I wanted to talk about this, actually. Good tune.
Firstly, I want to say, what a fucking sick tune, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Way better than his old boring Adele-like ballad shit.
Oh, no, I like that as well. To be honest, music-wise, if we separate the man from the music for a second...
The day from the music, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Well, there's my first fuck-up. Mm-hmm. That's one strike. Mm-hmm. If we separate the person from the music...
That's it, good one.
After, I'm with you.
It's
like
a fucking
it.
Tune, that, yeah.
Yeah, fucking good tune. Does he write these songs?
No. I mean, he probably is involved in it to his point, but no, they're written by...
Listen...
The guy Ilya wrote this song. It's one of the best.
I get it. Harry Styles doesn't write his songs, and there's a reason Harry Styles doesn't write his songs, because Harry Styles is a good-looking little movie star motherfucker. Yeah. Sam Smith not writing his songs. So, sorry, what are you getting from Sam Smith? Just like the ugliest fucking pig in the world vibes or what?
Amazing voice. Even though I don't really like the sound of it personally, it's very technically very good. And he's a huge star, so he's got loads of following.
He is, but like, come on, it's a bit like the Greta Thunberg thing, man. Like, just, repackage that shit, because he's too ugly.
No, obviously not, mate, because he's one of the biggest artists in the world. People are embracing the chubbies. And do you remember a show called Crapston Villas?
No, but it's Stella Street-ish.
No, it's like plasticine models.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, brilliant.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I used to watch it in the late 90s, like as a kid, and it was so good. Very funny, very dark. Their characters, he looks like one of them. He looks like this weird plasticine model. They look like one of them. See, I'm
second
doing it all the time.
Basically, I couldn't give a shit about whether you're he, them, they, them, it, that, whatever. But you know what? Don't start thinking you're sexy. You are not sexy.
It's empowering, isn't it, for the chubs?
Chubby or not, like, you're not even that fat. It's not like, he's not like Lizzo. He's not like making it empowering for plus-size people. He's somewhere in between. He's just like standard 15 stone unhealthy. But like, mate, don't bombard my eyes with that. Don't burn that into my retinas, please.
You don't have to watch it.
You look like a fucking rotisserie pig.
They're using it as a marketing thing, aren't they? We're talking about it now.
Well, it's the Brit Awards tonight, isn't it?
Saturday.
Oh, is it Saturday?
Yeah, I'm DJing at the after party.
Fuck off.
I am. Come if you want. They will be there, hopefully.
What the hell? Yeah, I'm there.
I can maybe get you in, actually.
Yeah, get us in.
I'll ask them. They will be there, I think.
All right, well, I'll confront them.
We'll get them, see if they'll come on the podcast.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
You know that song you just played that's a good one?
Yeah.
So it's about a guy who secretly goes off to get off with guys. He's like a married man who,
right.
You know, and there's a lot of people in the closet and it must be horrible for them. And they've got married young, they don't want to upset anyone. So they are just going off getting a bit of bum fun. Yeah, it's a bit dishonest, but I think, whatever. However, he keeps going like, he left the kids at home. And you're like, well, do you want him to take the kids to the body shop where he's getting bummed and watch him? Like,
is he getting bummed in the body shop?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, the body shop.
Boy, I caught the body shop.
He's going to the body shop to get bummed by some lads. He's criticising him for leaving the kids at home. Kids don't want to see your dad getting bummed in the body shop.
Yeah, fuck that.
Well, I think that's...
I don't see your dad's getting bummed anywhere. I mean, I'd rather watch my dad get bummed in the body shop than I would like some grimy old garage under an arch.
That's what a body shop is.
No, I'm imagining like the...
The high street store.
It's probably the best place you can watch your dad get bummed, isn't it?
Yeah, at least it smells nice.
It's all right, the body shop.
I don't like it. When you go in there, I don't like how they hassle you.
Can I have I've started having massively bubbly baths.
Really?
Yeah.
Like how bubbly? Ridiculous.
Liza Minnelli. I feel like Anna Nicole Smith.
Why are you doing that?
This is nice. Makes my daughter laugh. We bought our bottle of Matey, which is probably destroying her skin, but we whip the top off and we just do the whole bottle and the entire bathroom just becomes a bubble factory.
You can get ones that die, like the bubbles are like pink and shit, can't you?
Well, I bought some bubbles. I bought some unbreakable bubbles. They were marketed as.
Oh, I've seen them. You can break
but they destroy your carpet and your clothes.
Yeah, and you get like sticky shit all over you. They're a hate crime.
Made in China, probably. Don't know.
Yeah, but, probably spying on you as you
or Turkey, as we now call Turkey.
Since which China we're all going to end up speaking Mandarin.
I can always speak it. Do you have fancy having a conversation?
Somebody complained to me about you doing impressions of disabled people on the last episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the funniest thing was because I edited it and I was really tired. I accidentally put the section with the undateables. I put that in twice. I put it in at the start and at the end. So.
Yeah, it looks like you're baiting them.
The offensive bit came on twice. I've edited it now, so it's not.
Oh, and what was the complaint?
It said...
Not accurate enough.
It said, I know it's dark, your podcast, but is that really necessary?
Yeah, well, to be honest...
And that's kind of a fair point.
Yeah, true. I'm not proud of it, but, you know, it is an audio podcast. I'm trying to paint a picture at all
times.
Trying
to become a better person.
Reverse Cowboy.
We're going to do this with Gak Advisor, but rudely didn't turn up.
In a previous podcast, we played American Name Tennis.
Let's do...
Cocaine Slang Name Terrace, yeah?
All right, have you got any in your head?
Yeah, I have.
All right, go on then.
Charlie.
Gak.
Sniff.
Sneeze.
Gear.
Naughty Snorty.
Bugle.
Dickhead Dust.
Receptor.
Yayo. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Shit.
Psilagak.
Who?
Psilagak.
No.
Dick Shriveler.
He is a Dick Shriveler. I don't like this game. But isn't it mad how you can actually still, Dick Shriveler or not, you could never like fully perform an MOT on a young lady. But you can always come with that pathetic, shriveled up little wanker's dick.
Takes a few hours sometimes, doesn't it?
It does, man. It takes a few hours of Babe Station Volume 1, but you can always...
Beating can always away frantically.
Blow a little puff of smoke at the end of it eventually, can't you?
Oh, God, it's a horrible existence.
You know what the secret to gear is?
Don't do it.
No, do it, but start doing it about 5. Don't start... putting it up your nose at 10 o'clock at night.
No, start doing it like 9 a.m.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then the earlier you do it, the sooner it's gone. And then you can lead a normal life. Whereas if you're still there, sitting there at 5 and the birds are singing and you're still using that unusual technique. I call it the fruity gear wank. Yeah. You know, when you stop using the classic snooker cue kind of technique and you start using like different
lengthening processes.
Yeah, maybe the hand under the leg.
Bit of, can't believe it's not butter on there to loosen it up.
No, I don't do that.
Well, you should try it.
You're not meant to be vegan, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, that's got buttermilk in it. Can't use that.
Would you use margarine?
No, I actually use
hemp.
Hemp butter.
Such a versatile
hemp butter. Mm. It tastes exactly the same. People always say that, and it tastes tastes like a fucking dog's ass. The DAA have released like a list of all the street names, slang names for drugs for parents, and there's some fucking stupid ones on there. Racehorse Charlie. for coke.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of makes sense.
Don't tell me what drug it is. I'll tell you what drug it is.
Right. Flea market jeans.
Glue.
It's coke again.
Okay.
How could that be coke?
No, I've got any flea market jeans.
Yeah.
No. What government have released this data?
Department of...
America.
Another one. Teenager teeth.
Rocks of crack.
Crystal meth.
Teenager
teeth.
What the fuck is crystal meth? Is it in England?
It's not really taking hold here. You can get it. Methamphetamine.
Why has it taken over America? You could make the same product here. No one wants it.
I don't know, really. It's weird, isn't it? It's taken over Australia because cocaine's so expensive in Australia. So people just go, fuck it, mate. Let's go out and do some meth with the girls.
Yeah, they're fucking wreckheads, bro.
Yeah, but it's destroyed communities in America, crystal meth, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it just turns people into, like, what I would call, like, sex-crazed zombies.
Yeah, I'd like a go, just one.
Is that
day
a cross between spice and, well, I don't know.
Have you seen that one called Crocodile?
Yeah.
It, like, makes your like, muscles fall off your legs.
Yeah, I mean, there's drugs and there's drugs.
It's getting high and then there's...
getting high!
They're, like, going, oh, I need my crocodile. And, like, yes, my muscles have fallen off my legs, but I'm high as fuck.
What's this, like, a Ukrainian kind of craze, isn't it?
It's somewhere over that way.
Mm. God bless Ukraine, fuck Russia, even though you're about 2 miles apart, I can distinguish like that because I've been conditioned by the media to know that you guys are evil and you guys are great, and fuck you, Zelensky, take the Action Man gear off, build your own fucking jets.
He's an actor, isn't he?
Wanker.
Actually, I don't know.
That camo, though, like, come on, mate, you're not hiding in the... You're in an urban environment. You're in the middle of the Bank of England asking for fighter jets, and you're not even wearing a suit. They should turn him down and say you weren't dressed correctly to ask for that many jets.
You know, he came to meet Rishi the other day, and he came over here, and he met Rishi, and it was remarkable to see him together because there's someone smaller than Rishi Sunak. He's smaller than Sunak.
Tiny guy.
Yeah, tiny.
Two tiny men.
Like, Rishi is literally pocket-sized. You could throw him over a pub.
So Sadiq Khan.
Is he?
Mm.
Well, let's throw him over a pub.
Yeah.
I would do just what he's done to Hackney Nightlife.
Man of them council estate.
I love a flat roof pub.
But no, well, you wouldn't throw them over, you just put them on the roof.
There was one of them near my house when I was a kid, and they had Rottweilers on the roof just, like, warning you.
Oh, wow.
Just, like, running around. Just, like, no, on the roof.
This is not the idyllic village life I was imagining.
Well, it was in the town near my house.
Ooh.
Mm. And they were always, like, it always sounded like they were mauling a toddler. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, constantly up there. I want a Doberman.
I like Dobermans.
They're sexy dogs. But they're smooth, sleek killing machines.
I wouldn't call a Doberman's movements a bit floppy, if
that's
you know
true,
what I mean.
Actually,
they kind of slam their feet. Have you ever seen a woman walk like a Doberman? It's not a sexy walk.
No. I mean, I don't want to fuck my dog, but I do want a Doberman. I think they look cool.
Yeah, but you did just say sexy. You're kind of changing that to cool now. Yeah. I agree with cool.
All right, fine. I'd find dogs sexy.
Is there a sexy dog out there? I like blondes. So it'd probably be the kind of...
A Labrador.
Yeah,
they're
kind of bouncer.
Smiling, aren't they?
Yeah.
Bouncer. Remember when Bouncer had a dream?
No, but, well, apparently, because I keep hearing about Bouncer's dream, but I remember watching Neighbours. What was Lou's wife called?
Lou was a shagger when he had a young boy.
Anna.
I don't know. Lou was a fucking legend.
Lou was the man.
There's no way Charlene, fucking Kylie, came out of Madge's vag.
What, Harold was Charlene's dad?
Nah, I think Harold was a second husband. But Madge was Kylie's mum. Like, no way Kylie, that little gorgeous bloody sex pot.
She's disappeared, isn't she, Kylie?
She's about 100, isn't she?
No, I know, but, you know, at least she's kind of disappeared gracefully. Not like Madonna, she looks like she's swallowed a load of toxic waste.
I like her. I like how Madonna's just this weird alien who won't go away.
Weird, pumped-up alien who just covers her neck and just relies on, like, the tightness of her skin on her face. Fuck
she's
off.
Madonna, though, she's earned the right to do whatever she wants. The 80s material.
So is Cliff Richard.
No, he's not, because he fingered kids.
Listen, Madonna's fingered herself.
Yeah, I would love to finger Madonna.
Would ya?
80s Madonna.
Really?
So fit.
Oh, yeah.
She was banging.
No, I'll give you that.
Unreal. 80s Madonna, if you're listening.
Yeah, exactly.
I would give you such a good bloody kissing.
80s Madonna, if you're listening, why don't you throw out a preemptive 40-year death threat onto Dando? Yeah. I'll tell you what I thought was absolutely beautiful, Michelle Pfeiffer.
She still is. I fancied her so much I wrote a song about her.
Reverse Cowboy.
Have you heard about this ChatGPT thing?
What's that?
It's AI, and it's like a... They say it's a language model, so you can ask it anything.
Oh, don't. The last thing anyone should be doing is asking that fucking thing a question, because every question you ask...
It's so clever, man.
...makes it stronger.
But there's rumours that it's going sentient, because it's been going on Reddit and asking if people like it and things like that. It's a bit weird.
Oh, fucking hell. I saw one on Twitter.
Anything, man. So I asked it if Cliff Richard is a murderer, just to see what it thought, and it says this.
No, Sir Cliff Richard is not a murderer. He is a British pop singer, musician, and actor who has been an important figure in the entertainment industry for several decades. There have been no credible allegations or evidence linking him to any acts of murder. It's important to be cautious of misinformation and false claims spread on the internet and to verify information from reliable sources before making any conclusions.
Sounds like you're in his fucking pedo ring chat GPT.
Do you know what? While you're on this subject...
Well, ask it a question.
No, look, ask it who's all right fans. Fucking hell, my ego's out of control.
I know, yeah.
As if
it's just fucking Ask Jeeves, this. It's nothing new, is it?
Well, it is new. I'll tell you why in a minute.
All right, you're going to love this.
Have enough information to answer that question. All right, fans.
Nice one. If you put who is All Right Fans into Google, fucking Caviar Novak comes up. Face checker.
That's good.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, let him take your...
Legend.
I asked it before...
I had you grow cocaine.
Here we go. It knows everything, this fucker. People are using it to pass medical exams. It says, I'm sorry, I cannot provide information on illegal activities.
Yeah, fuck this
you
robot,
fucking
man.
Boring little geek. Yeah, GBT, you're annoying.
Dream shit. Fuck your AI.
I mean, it's scary because we could end up in a Terminator 2 situation.
No, we're going to. We're going to end up in a 1984 George Orwell. If anyone's read it.
A little known book.
What do people always say? It's a...
Dystopian.
Dystopian, yeah. It's a dystopian nightmare.
I mean, we live in one now, to a point.
I was just thinking about Atticus Finch the other day.
You're thinking he's a bloody good lawyer?
Well, nice relating a lot of the stuff that's been going on to Atticus Finch from Midsummer Night's Dream.
No, he's not in that.
What's the one?
He's in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Ah, fuck, man. Bingo. You know them days at school where the teacher goes, you know what, guys, we're going to watch a film today.
They wheel the telly out. The
big old wooden telly, the big old Chevy. Yeah. You know what, for a laugh, for banter purposes only.
Yeah, absolutely.
When my little girl's at that age, when she's allowed a telly in her room, I'm going to get her one of them.
Massive big like cube that weighs a ton.
Fucking death trap.
They're really heavy, weren't they?
On huge.
Had to be on wheels.
Steel legs.
I used to have this teacher called Mr. Taylor, and I believe he's dead now, so rest in peace.
Yeah, let's talk about our Taylor, old teachers.
Because he was good, actually, Mr. Taylor. He was a weird fucker. Now and then, he taught science, chemistry, right? But now and then, you'd go to class, and he'd be like, fuck doing chemistry today, can't be bothered. So what he'd do, he'd hand out lyric sheets, and he'd get this little, like, stereo out, and he'd play his favourite songs, and we'd all just sing along to him.
Oh, legend.
Like, and he'd do, like, he'd get proper into it. He did, one of his favourites was Father and Son by Cat Stevens, and he'd be like, it's not time to make a change, just relax and take it easy. And everyone would just get into it.
Well,
we'd do Yellow Submarine, we'd do all the bangers.
Without you even realising, so from that, you know, 10 years later, you're then a fucking musician. How do you know that
Taylor
didn't
wasn't
just,
my influence?
No, well, that's what I'm saying, yeah, but maybe subconsciously it might have been.
He played me some good tunes.
Now, listen, a good teacher, like, they're worth their weight in gold. Of all my teachers, probably one was good, Mr. Robinson. Yeah.
Shout out Mr. Robinson.
Yeah,
I think the rest of them
were just so weird, but they must have hated me. Well, I was a real show off.
I bet. But you were always making jokes.
That was my thing. I was making people laugh.
Yeah, I was that as well. And just getting in trouble for it. So constantly trying to crack a joke.
But I feel like even at that age, I could have gone for a beer with Mr. Robinson, and I felt like he wanted to.
You should do it now.
I was. Do you know, he looked like Garfield's owner. Basically, Garfield's drawer had a fucking goggly eye problem. So everyone in Garfield's got these great big bulbous eyes.
Oh, he's trying to make more people like him. It's normal, my eyes. Look, all these people have it. Poor bastard.
Great big fucking bulbous glass eyes. Reverse
cowboy. Have you heard about this thing, what's going on in Bristol?
What? Yes, I am. The soap kitchen.
No.
Yeah, it is a soap kitchen.
Let me play this to people.
Run the rhythm.
So this is a message that's going viral about these girls discussing what's going on in Bristol. All right, here we go.
Basically, Anna's friend, uni, she lives in like this block of flats on the first floor, and she kept coming home from uni and her room like fucking stank, and she was like, what's going on? She asked all her flatmates, like, are you guys like doing something in my room to like joke around because it actually stinks. You have to like keep cleaning it. And then it got
just
so
pause it a sec.
Every single night when she came home, it stank in her room. So she installed cameras to see what the fuck was going on. Anyways, three homeless people were climbing through her window, like literally like clockwork every day, and having like an orgy in her fucking room.
Right, so there you go.
We can't put the pictures on Instagram, unfortunately, but yeah, wow.
So, yeah.
That is a soap kitchen, my friend.
I mean, that's a good way of putting it. It's a homeless orgy.
Yeah.
Why are they picking her room in particular?
She's open, obviously a little bit loose with her windows, isn't she?
Really? They've got a shag. Fair enough. They deserve sexual pleasure. But, yeah, it's not nice to go and do it in some girl's bedroom.
Yeah, I mean, where do you have a fucking orgy? No, do you know what?
Put behind your bin.
No, do you know what? Fair play to them. At the end of the day, they're the ones having a fucking orgy, not you. Who's the real loser?
Yeah, exactly, Anna. Fuck off. No, there was a story going around once about a homeless guy broke into a house and he was living in the attic, and then every day when the family would go out, he'd go down and like chill out, watch telly, eat all the food, and then he'd go back up in the attic and hide.
What do you expect him to do?
I think he's a legend.
Yeah, no, what, they let him stay in the attic?
No, they didn't know he was there.
They
kept hearing like tiptoeing around and like, what the fuck's going on? And then they put like cameras up, and then all of a sudden they saw him nipping down in the day for some cornflakes.
Oh.
And he was just hiding up there because it was cold. He had a bed up there, everything.
Wow.
What a legend.
Reverse cowboy.
Oh, shout out to Chef Sean Connolly.
Oh, mate.
Big chef in Australia is giving us some money this week to help pay for studio costs. Lovely man.
You know when you're asking for £2, oh, buy us a coffee to help with our studio costs. Kevin Bishop, no, what's his name?
It's Sean Connolly.
Fucking hell. Sean Connolly from Australia just slammed down a few hundred dollars.
Yeah, what a guy. Thank you very much. It's very sweet. And anyone else who's donated is very kind of you know, because he's keeping the studio costs down and just
yeah, that's it. Like,
make
you
it.
Know, like we always say, the studio's not expensive, but it's more my fucking journey that he makes me do to the arse end of North London once a week.
He has a panic attack the minute he steps out of Woolwich.
Yeah. And now I've got to get back.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
That fucking...
We're having a pint after.
Yeah, a pint of zero beer because I don't drink
you're
anymore.
Still so pretending to be fucking bloke. Kevin, aren't you?
If Kev doesn't ring me back soon, I'm going to get so drunk.
Same.
Oh, I'm too busy to go over a zero beer with you because I live with Steve Coogan. Fine, I know Steve Coogan's more fun than me, but Kev, I love you.
Yeah, and we can easily find out where Steve Coogan lives.
I know where he lives. I've been hanging around in the fucking garage.
Like he did with Wayne Lineker.
Yeah.
He's dumped us as well, hasn't he?
He has, mate.
What do you keep doing to these superstars?
You keep bothering them at 1 a.m. going, yeah. I'm sorry about myself in the
true,
fucking messages.
True.
Yeah, they're just, oh, they're weird.
I'm full of apologies.
But you overthink things.
Yeah, I know I do. Yeah. But I've got a good heart.
You have, but you need your phone taken off you at certain times.
Breathalyzer on the phone.
Not even when you're drunk, just when you're panicking. But yeah.
You know me well. We've got to know each other quite well over these 15 episodes.
Yeah, we've made friends.
I think it's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. So I think it's time for a quick word from our sponsor, Big T Skin Dog.
This episode of Reverse Cowgirl is brought to you by Bosch Lager. Buy some of my lager and get drunk. Bosch.
Thanks for that, Tom. Thanks for your continued support.
Well, go and buy Cowgirl.
A Bosch beer.
A Bosch. He's all over the telly at the minute.
He's famous, isn't he?
Properly famous.
He was going to come on our podcast, but now he's too famous.
Yeah, he's just got too famous.
Yeah, fuck off. Here's some money for your podcast.
That's Wayne.
Yeah, it is. What's his voice like?
All right, he says, get down today. Get down to Dino's Cafe. Eat your fucking dead dog for breakfast.
Abba!
And have a good day. And then go and enjoy a pint later when you earn it. Work hard. Fucking play on. Abba!
That's exactly right. Right, love. Charging, huh?
Lots of love to all of our listeners. We're really grateful for you putting up with our shit every week.
And do you know what? Apparently we've got really good ratings, right?
We have, yeah. We've got like very good ratings on this.
We've got like 5.1 out of 5 on numerous different streaming platforms, which is amazing because no one else has got that, which pound for pound makes us the best podcast in the world. So congratulations, Bulgaria.
Yeah, thanks, Bulgaria.
Nice one.
We're going to come
visit
you one
day. Sorry, your country's so fucking shit. I've been there and I won't be going back.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.